It is 1027, 1035 WICY, your feel good favorites from the 80s and more. My name is John Kazar, and here we go. It is Matt Jones with Alice Hyde Medical Center, and he's with us what seems to be every other week or so. We've had some different folks from there join us, but Matt, how have you been?
I've been doing well. And yourself, John?
Just fantastic, actually, in fact. Moving along here nicely. It seems as though, you know, in 2020, no matter what month we're in, no matter what happens, the coronavirus is still going to be a factor, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is sticking around, and we definitely have to continue to try to manage what we can do and factors that we can help lower.
Absolutely. Pediatric appointments and the school year. What's the update on this topic, Matt?
Yeah, so we are starting to see with some North Country districts beginning in-person instruction and other districts looking to open up later this week, we're starting to see a little bit of influx of pediatric patients into our Alice Hyde Pediatrics office. So, you know, we are definitely have had discussions with area superintendents and internally to try to work for this influx and plan for the influx of patients coming in. One thing I would just like to remind people is if a pediatric patient get sent home from their school in need to see their pediatrician, we just ask that hopefully people will remember to call the office ahead of time and make an appointment, because there's some options that we can have for appointments. Sometimes we can do a telehealth appointment, or there's evaluations that can be done over the phone, just to kind of understand if the pediatric patient needs to see their pediatrician, or if there's other ways we can help meet the school requirements for a pediatric patient being sent home from school.
Sure. And I know there's been a new project in development that you kind of wanted to talk about, Matt.
Yeah, I don't really want to steal all their thunder, but our readmissions team has been doing a great job with coming up with some programs that can help keep our community safe and hopefully keep people out of the hospital and do a little bit more preventative care. One of those programs that we worked on is a chronic heart failure program. So we're working with patients that have CHF, and we're working on certain topics such as weight loss and nutrition and smoking cessation, along with alcohol abuse, and trying to educate and help people with preventing these issues. Doing that and moving forward with some of those programs will help keep them out of the hospital and keep them safer and healthier. And those are all pieces that we're looking to do with improving the health and wellness of our community. Preventative care is something that we're focusing on to try to help people understand what they can do and manage their health so that it doesn't get to a point that they need more aggressive or higher levels of care.
Absolutely. Have you been pleased with how you've seen not just patients, but really the public in general around here, you know, kind of go along with what we're supposed to be doing as far as social distancing and masks and all that goes?
Yeah, I mean, my adventures around the community and around the North Country in some ways have definitely seen that the communities are doing a great job with focusing on wearing masks, social distancing, hand hygiene, you know, really trying to take care of themselves. And as we move into potential flu season, you know, it's going to become that even much more important to make sure that we're managing all this so we can try to keep not only COVID down, but that we can keep a lot of other symptoms down and sicknesses down.
Totally. It is Matt Jones with us. Are you the chief operating officer at Alice Hyde Medical Center?
That is correct.
Awesome. All right. Well, we look forward to talking with you again at any point. And thank you so much for the information and the update.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
All right. It is an update out of Alice Hyde Medical Center with Matt Jones. I'm John Kazar inside the community on 1027, 1035 WICY.